Nothing is not really very much.
I hate to even think about it.
Does it annoy you?
I fear nothingness.
What can it do? There's so little of it.
There's none of it.
How can nothing do something?
Nothing can do everything.
What does it do?
It finds you and touches you and caresses you and plays with you and wades through you and lifts you and sways with you and then drops you and thud.
I've never really thought about it.
Think about nothing for a while.
I can't.
Why not?
There's nothing to think about.
Jerry, has it ever occurred to you that I'm very deeply in love with your wife?
My dear Greg, I always believed that you were about as capable of passion as a head of lettuce. Well, Esther's emotional power was that of a newborn kitten.
I don't speak of her that way.
I'll speak of her any way I please. She's my wife.
You don't know Esther at all. Esther is full of love. Her skin is warm and soft like velvet. The scent of her hair is enough to drive a man wild. And her hands are gentle. Sweet to kiss and to hold. Esther is
Gerald,
music.
No.
Honey, Esther is...
Oh, I'm sorry you did that, my dear. I don't know when I've been so highly entertained.
Out in Atlanta on Harris Street, that's where the boys and gals do meet, doing that rag, that Georgia rag. Out in the alley, in the street, every little kid that you meet, doing that rag, that old Georgia rag. Spank that Georgia rag, boy. Bullet around like a bee, shake it like a ship on the sea. That wire rag, that crazy rag, better known as the Georgia rag. Came all the way from Paris, France, come in Atlanta to get a chance to do that rag. That Georgia rag, move it a little bit for me. That Georgia rag, grab your mama and hold it tight. Let's mess around the rest of the night, doing that rag. That Georgia rag, spank that Georgia rag. I'm crazy about the Georgia rag. I'm wild about the Georgia rag. I mean that Georgia rag, Georgia rag. Buzz all right like a bee, shake it like a ship on the sea. That wire rag, that crazy rag, better known as the Georgia rag. Now, whoopin'. That's what makes you feel good, Randy Lynn. Gonna throw your hands way up high, grab your daddy and make him cry, doing that rag, that Georgia rag. Wild about the Georgia rag, you wild about the Georgia rag. I mean that Georgia rag, Georgia rag. Cause your buzz all right like a bee, shake it like a ship on the sea. That wire rag, that crazy rag, better known as Georgia rag. Oh, move it now. Cause you shake it like a ship on the sea, buzz around like a bee. Now that Georgia rag, that wire rag, better known as Georgia rag. People come from miles around, get in dark town to break them down, doing that rag, that Georgia rag. Out in dark town night and day, trying to dance them blues away, doing that rag, that Georgia rag. All right now, boy, spank 'em. That wild rag, that crazy rag, better known as the Georgia rag. Going all the way back to Newport News, singing these doggone Atlanta blues about that rag, that Georgia rag. All right, I play that Georgia rag. Punch your butt around like a bee, shake it like she won't see. That wild rag, that crazy rag, better known as the Georgia rag.
Myself, we've stolen a great deal of money, but up to now, I've yet to see a penny of it.
You think maybe we're fishing up the wrong stream?
Meaning what?
Suppose one of us has it, you know, like the man says. Now, that'd be mighty distasteful. Us being veterans of the same war and all.
Well, you'll know I tell you if I had it.
Oh, naturally, just like I'd tell you if I had it.
Naturally. And that goes for Herman, too.
Naturally.
Bailaré, bailaré, bailaré. I never enjoyed deceiving you, Gerald.
My dear, you're incapable of deceiving me. I've known for years of your capacity for doing any number of sordid little things. The only revelation that's been made to me has been the specific details of your squalid little affair. Oh, our guests are arriving. Before I welcome them, I wish you a happy birthday, my dear, and hope that the next 26 years will be equally rewarding.
Gerald, please don't use the piano again tonight. It's not something that you fool with.
I'm not fooling with it, my dear. I'm using it with deadly accuracy.
I can't understand you at all. One minute you're chasing me around the shower room, and the next minute you're accusing me of murder.
Carson Dial had no brother.
Oh, I can explain that if you'll just listen.
Well, I can't very well leave without a pair of water wings, can I?
All right, get set for the story of my life.
Fiction or non-fiction?
Why don't you shut up?
Well.
Are you going to listen?
Go on.
All right. Now, when I was a young man, my father expected me to go into his business. Umbrella frames, that's what he made. Well, a sensible business, I suppose, but I didn't have the sense in those days to be sensible.
I suppose all this is leading somewhere.
Well, it led me away from umbrella frames for one thing. Thank you.
Has come for fun and games. Now, being mostly friends of Esther's, you're probably inclined to such intellectual pursuits as spin the bottle or pin the tail on the donkey. However, tonight, I thought rather than cater to your juvenile mentalities, we might perhaps have a rather more adult game.
When are we going to cut the cake? I'm hungry.
Compulsive eaters will find hors d'oeuvre within arm's reach.
Rock a man's soul is the bosom of Abraham. Oh, like a man's soul. You think so low that you can't get under it. You think so low that you can't get under it. You think so low that you can't get under it. Oh, rock a man's soul. Jonah went to Nineveh to warn the nation. Jonah went to Nineveh to warn the nation. Jonah went to Nineveh to warn the nation. Jonah went to Nineveh to warn. Rock a man's soul is the bosom of Abraham. Rock a man's soul is the bosom of Abraham. Rock a man's soul is the bosom of Abraham.
Dancing now, Tina. Tell me, are you always Tina?
Not always.
What else are you, Marge?
Sometimes I pretend that I'm a snowflake, white and tiny and perfectly formed. I float on the air of a pale blue moonlit night. I'm never lonely. Beautiful and slender. Oh, and I'm loved. I see a man with his hand stretched out. I drift down and reach that hand. I'm enclosed by his warmth and I melt with his love.
Thank you. fait des mains, que j'ai connu tout le temps. Tu t'es gosse, toi mignon, petite Mariette, toi catin. J'ai connu ça, mais toi Julien, ça m'a fait des mains. Tout si marquant, soleil Julien, tu vas trouver ton erreur. Oui, t'as l'heure, Julien, pour ça, toi tu m'as fait. Tu m'as pas fait tant du mal. Connaître comment trop jeûner. Tu m'as fait du mal, toi, catin. Tous les soirs, mignon, tu pourrais pas
dormir. 5 o'clock, Thursday, the gardens. Must be something around here.
Charles's appointment was last week.
Yes, I know, but this is all we've got left.
You're not kidding. 10 minutes ago, I had a job.
But now you've got another job, so stop grumbling and start looking. I'll take that side. You poke around over here.
Out of door. I'll stop barefooted. I'm never bowed out of door. Everybody does say good. I ain't got no place to go. And there's nobody wants you when you're struggling all alone. Nobody wants you when you're struggling all alone. Now I'm on in good luck, but I'm gonna try to find you son of mine. What in the world do matter now? you want me, nigger, no.
It's about time you know the secret. I have a think-it-yourself kit. And you can buy it yourself, too. It tells you how to let your mind go. You see, I discovered that taking warm baths made me feel relaxed. We live in a very neurotic society, and they use hydrotherapy in hospitals for those who are neurotic. And I have a bathtub, so I take hot baths. But I've developed themes and variations. Now I take a sitting down shower. You see, you can take a much hotter shower sitting down because the water cools as it goes through the air. And I lie there, let the shower rain on the nape of my neck, right there where the hypothalamus is and the medulla oblongata, and pretty soon I feel all the motor nerves of my body relax. It's wonderful. Turn the shower off, and I lie back and turn the hot water on, and I stare up at the steam fantasies. Oh, I almost forgot. You have to get yourself an emulsifying oil. You put a capful of it in, and it's blue in color. And then there's another thing, a scented kind of green fluid. You put two parts of that in, and then the willy-nilly of the green mixes with the jibble-jabble of the blue. And it all begins when you slide down the drain. Somehow you make your way through the plumbing miraculously, through the twists and the turns, and you come out in the Caribbean doing the backstroke beautifully toward the Virgin Islands, and you come ashore like a canoe. And you stand up and your suit is so beautifully pressed. You climb the nearest sandhill, and right below you, imported from Indiana for the tourists, is the mating dance of the sandhill cranes. And you sit there and you talk with your neighbors. Each one is named Mr. Smith. And he says, I'm average, and you say, I am too. And it's lovely to look at love when you're average. But then you gotta get back. You gotta get back. And that's the hard thing, to make the film go backward until finally you're crawling back through the sewer, up through the pipes. Somehow you make it back through the drain. And then the reality of where you are brings you back. Thank you.
is the letter?
The letter, huh? It ain't worth nothing.
You know what I mean. The envelope with the stamps on it. I want it.
You greenhorn. Why, you thick-skulled, hair-brained, half-witted greenhorn. And they was both too smart for us.
What are you talking about?
Oh, first her husband, now her. She betted all of them big eyes at you, and you fell for it like an egg from a tall chicken. You want the envelope? There. You take it. It's all yours. You kill all three of them for nothing. You greenhorn, you blockheaded jackass. You nincompoop.
There's no use in talking about the big red gal that lives on the county line. Or Betsy Jane from a fairy plane just leave them way behind. Never would she sit like green on her search out of creation. She beats all the gals in the factory quarters and clean up the whole plantation. Toads her step like a flying squirrel and swell up and niggas all around. And I know how the new rocks get off the grass when she puts that foot up on the ground. She's just been nice right up along the tree and she looks so pretty and snug. And her mouth just sweet as a corn cob stop of that come out of a plastic jug. Come a-loopin' and the old cow call and the bottom dog come to the horn. And the grapevine climb up the tall oak tree and the morning glory wrap around the corn. The niggas turn around and they come mighty quick when they hear that jolly bell laugh. She hangs on his arm like a vine on a tree and the folks go walking up the path.
Afraid.
What are you afraid of, devil?
I'm afraid of the dark.
Well, you're not a devil. You're just a poor, frightened kid.
That's a secret.
Tell us your secret, Jerry.
I'm afraid of you all. I'm afraid of people. There's a small, frightened boy. I've kept him hidden away inside me. And he only likes to hurt people. And I can't stop him from doing it. Did you know that I envied you, Marge? I can't embrace the world as you do. And in my envy, I released that frightened child inside me, and I let him hurt you. I tried to hurt you too, Greg. I gave bad reviews to your plays when I should have given praise. I coveted your talent because I have none. And I hurt you in every childish way I could.
I think we'd better go.
Esther, I've hurt you most of all. You came to me with love. But it frightened me. I don't know how to return love except as a child does, with shrieks and blows and indifference.
Good night, Esther. Esther, will you come with me?
Where are you all going? I don't want you to leave. Come back! If you leave me, I'm going to be very naughty.
What do Kermit the Frog and Henry the Eighth have in common? A lemon. That's right. When a joke gives you a lemon, well, then it's time to wrap up this here sound painting disguised as a radio show. Or is it a podcast disguised as a sound painting? I don't know. But I do know that we've just heard the B-side of Absolutely Everything's Nothing Something Part 1. This is Muddy Boots. My name is Mimu Snowy Bindi Tenali. To check out the playlist and to download and or listen to previous installments, go to muddybootsradio.org. Or if you're on the go and use iTunes, please leave a rating and comment. It would be most appreciated. And it would mean absolutely everything, nothing, something to me. Okay, until next time, fare thee well, and thanks for listening. And please don't forget, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there.